Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm blessed as always. Blessed as always. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. How are you today?
Hey,
I'm driving. I'm on the road again.
Driving, huh?
Yeah, I just left my doctor's office.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm still alive. I ain't died yet.
Well, great, Paula. That's great. We're going to get started and get our birthdays over with. No birthday song yet. I'm sorry. I will get us a birthday song back up on there. Andrew Green, Brent Dobbs, Sherry Crider, Jeremy Gill, Larry Estelle, Hemp Estelle, which is the same person, Susan Grant Jones, Mr. Tim Morris, my Uncle Tim Morris down there in Hazard, Kentucky, William Sheenan and Janet Wioski, I think is how she says her name, and that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
Yes, I do. I have one. It is a heavenly birthday, so happy heavenly birthday to Harry Gordon.
Oh, absolutely, Jordan, Jolene. Pioneer Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays?
I have three. Sherry Crider, we're a longtime cannabis warrior friends, and Karen Parkhill, I've been knowing her since the late 70s, and Alexander Renee Doles, who I met at the town hall meeting talking about pot. Happy birthday, guys.
Absolutely, Paula. Famous birthday, Dwayne Johnson is 44 years old. Pinky Lee was born on this day in 1907, passed away in 1993. And then Leslie Gore was born on this day in 1946. And passed away in 2015. A day in history on this day in 1933. The Loch Ness Monster was sighted on this very day in 1933. So I don't know how many times it's been seen since then, but it was first seen, I guess, on this day in 1933. That's the best way to say it. Did anybody else see it? Nobody seen it. Question of the day. Where did the cannabis plant originate? Jeff Campbell was the first one. He says it's from God. And say I'm wrong. Jeff Bierenbach, he said Jeff is actually right. Genesis 1:11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Miss Jolene, do you agree?
Oh, yes, it was God. He created all the plants and the trees and everything. It's not man-made, that's for sure.
Oh, I agree. Miss Paula, what do you say?
Well, I would say it was probably, I agree that God created it, but it was another country, I believe is where it originated, but I'm not sure which one. Maybe Israel. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to look it up either.
Well, you know, I like everybody else's answer of God, because to me that's where it did originate from, because to me, when we're talking about the beginning of it, I mean, that would be where it came from. I would thank God. But for some reason, the answer ended up being ancient Asia, and it was probably near the Himalayas. So ancient Asia.
Well, that's not really telling how it came to be, though. It just says that's where it was.
Maybe
yeah,
that's
no.
where God planted seed was over there.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I say
well,
it still comes from God. Go
that's
ahead,
not
John.
Necessarily true either, because if you got to think, you know, when God created it, the earth was destroyed by flood. So obviously he brought it back for a reason, and maybe it just ended up in Asia when he brought it back. Because remember, everything was destroyed by water.
Right, right. Oh. Yeah, that's true, Jolene. I believe that too. Big shout out to Bo Baxson has found my son's floozy flag. He had a $100 reward out for this flag that got lost at Paradise, and it has been found. So big shout out. Thank y'all for the folks that shared it, and thank the boy that found it and came forward to make sure that my son gets it back, because, I mean, you know, I said, I hope he super glues it to him this time. I don't think I can take much of that. It's like, man, I mean, it's like devastation. But that flag has been so many different places and has so many different people's signature on it, too. And that is his favorite band, the Floozies. It's kind of funny. They told me, they said, Mom, said, you know, when the Floozies come to Lexington, they said, you're going to get to hang out with the Floozies, because we told them that we got you coming to see them. So they're really excited. So, yeah, I get to meet the Floozies. So how? But they're brothers. They're brothers, and that's all they are. They're two brothers. And so my youngest son is their biggest fan. Big shout out to Pioneer Paula. Thank you so much today, Paula. Miss Jolene. Thank Hank, the love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Tina King, big shout out to you. Tommy Vaughn, April Davis, Misty Smith down there in Hazard, Kentucky, big shout out to you. And then Angela Gatewood, big shout out to you down there in Louisville. There is, they do have us under a, well, mostly Eastern Kentucky, severe thunderstorm warning and flash flood warning. The weather, it is 61, cloudy and rainy here, Miss Jolene.
Here it is 61 and sunny.
Oh, wow. We got the same temp, Jolene.
Beautiful day.
And Pioneer Paula.
67 and cloudy.
Oh, wow. Paula just always beats us. News. I don't know of any news. I mean, because I haven't even really been. I'm trying to get my spring cleaning and all my stuff packed up and gone through, and so I haven't had time to see any of that. Miss Brittany is still on her journey out to Colorado. She will reach her destination sometime this afternoon. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oops. We accidentally went live. She's driving live down the road. So she is close to getting out through there to Colorado. So looking forward to keeping up with that. I can't tell y'all of anything. I know I'm seeing people now. Oh, okay. People in Appalachia are saying the power is out. The power is out. So power is out in certain parts of Appalachia. Seeing, hearing that a lot anymore. Then let's see what else. News. News. Let's see. Supreme Court rejects challenge to Seattle's $15 minimum wage. And then Brazil orders cell phone carriers to block WhatsApp for 72 hours. I don't know what the hell happened there. Indiana teen fatally shot himself while taking a gun selfie. You know, it's like, wow, really?
Oh, my God. How ignorant. Gun selfie.
You know. Yeah, and that made the page of the Time magazine, where the safety of the father's gun was off when he took the selfie. So the teen, in India, shot and killed himself with his father's gun while taking a selfie with the weapon. The 15-year-old was, you know, posing with the trigger, with the pistol, when he pulled the trigger.
Well, you know what? They're going to blame the gun.
Yeah.
They will.
Absolutely.
They'll blame the gun.
I think
but
they
actually,
will too.
It's the parent for not having the gun locked away to where no teen or child or anybody could get to it. It's actually the parent's fault.
They say Netflix, within the next 2 years, Netflix is going up to $9.99 a month from $7.99 a month. So there will be a jump in Netflix. I was thinking, oh, man, I don't know Netflix. I might go to somebody else now. I've had you for a long time, but I might drop your ass over that, you know, especially when there's Amazon and so many other different things out there now that's available for streaming movies. I mean, hell,
yeah, you'd think
you can watch.
Think it'd go cheaper to get more business instead of raising it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too, Jolene, because, I mean, like I say, I mean, something that freshly comes out, you know, you can watch it live right in your living room. You know, you got to pay for it, you know, $2 or $3 a movie, but hell, I mean, it's cheaper than if you went out somewhere and went to the movie and seen it.
I like going to the movies, though. I mean, not all the time,
yeah.
But, you know, every once in a while there's certain movies that you want to see on the big screen.
All right. Absolutely, Jolene, absolutely. Just trying to think, any events. The Community Drum Circle is Wednesday at 7:30. Then they're having Driftwood Gypsy on Friday and Sunday at Al's Bar in Lexington. Starts at 7 on Friday and 8 on Sunday. So that's all I see. And, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a rainy week. So, I mean, it makes it really rough to try to do anything when it's a rainy-ass week, you know. And as far as anything else, I don't know of anything else, people. Paula, what's happening? Where are you headed? Oh, you've been to the doctor, you said. Paula's driving.
Yeah. Line to the Big Pharma to get my prescription filled.
I'm in the line for Big Pharma, she said.
Yeah,
that's a good one, Paula.
Legal drug. And my doctor talked to me for almost an hour. We had a really good long discussion.
That's good, Paula.
Yeah, I love him. I love all of them in there.
We need more good doctors.
Yes, sincere doctors.
You know, right? Well, you know, they're having a special on the TV tonight. I don't know if I'll get a chance to see it. I'm hoping to, but they're going to have a special on the news tonight about how much it is costing taxpayers just in Lexington, just in the Lexington area, how much it's costing them because of the heroin overdoses that they keep having, you know, and things.
I'll be back.
I mean, evidently, it's, you know, it's really expensive about what it's costing the taxpayers for all these overdoses. But yet we give them free needles.
Yeah.
It shouldn't cost the taxpayers shit. It's not the taxpayers that's getting them hooked on it.
I know, Geraldine. I said, you know, I mean, it's really, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, man, they're, I mean, to me, I mean, they're just in they're just making it able to keep this habit going on with these people. You know,
yeah,
we're not
enabling.
Fixing the problem. Yeah, enabling it. Yeah, there you go.
Just sweeping the problem under the rug doesn't mean it goes away. It's just going to keep getting bigger.
Right. Yes, it's scary. No doubt. Scary. You know, especially when, I guess the thing that comes to me is where one of the EMT drivers that I know was telling me, he said, well, what's so bad is that, you know, you've got a man around the corner, two blocks around the corner, that's had a massive heart attack, and we can't leave the heroin person that we're working on to go around to help the guy that's having the heart attack because we've got to first finish with this guy. And you know, and this guy has caused this guy, this thing, and the guy around here has had the heart attack, you know, had no idea.
Yeah, well, you can't leave one to go to somebody else. I understand that, but hell, you'd think they'd be, you know, a different ambulance that could go to him.
Yeah, right? I think they're so short-handed, yeah. I think they're just so
short. Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah. And the reason they're going to be short-staffed, I would think that the number one thing that they would be saying is because they don't have the funding to employ the people that they need.
Well, I'm sure the city gets plenty of taxes for that, don't they? Well, the people pay it anyway. The people pay it whether it goes to where it's supposed to or not. Another story.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm seeing it scroll right across my TV right now. The number of people needing Narcan in Lexington, it's the all-time high that is out of control, and it's costing taxpayers. You know, tonight at 6, big special report.
Why is
like,
it costing taxpayers? What are the how? How are they making the
taxpayers? I guess through the police department and fire department and EMTs and stuff, Joanne.
I know, but damn, they pay that anyway. They pay that anyway.
Right. Evidently, though, I mean, they've got so many cases just nonstop. I mean, that's all they're doing is running their ass off on that stuff right there.
Well, then they need to get a grip on the drug problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
well,
if the taxpayers is paying for it, they need to try to do something about it.
Yeah, scary. Scares me to death. You know, for the younger generation and things. I mean, if it's this bad now, just imagine how, I can't imagine how bad it'll be when my little grandchildren get up there. Scares me to death for them.
Yeah, it
and
should.
Pioneer Paula, your daughter was absolutely beautiful in her prom dress. Oh, so sad. Last one at prom.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's tagging in the message.
Okay.
What, honey?
Paula?
Are you okay, sweetie? This lady just fell. I'm gonna mute me.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
Go ahead, Paul. Oh my. Oh my. Paula's out of distress there now. Wow, hope she's all right. Well, we're actually gonna have to take a break while she's trying to help somebody and man, what a pioneer, Paula. Thank you so much for being there to assist that little lady. If you need to hang up to call somebody to help her, that's fine, too. But we're going to have to take a break because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Ms. Geraldine is going to take us away.
Puff.
Getting on my boat, right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke, the world keeps turning, and I don't It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. Toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress or learn to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
What a badass, badass little song. Great little song. Love that song. Great song. let's see. There is May the 13th, the Mayfest Northern Kentucky chapter of Kentuckians for the Commonwealth. It is to share the work KCTC has been doing on a variety of issues. I don't know what the issues is. It's Northern Kentucky Chapter of Kentuckians for the Commonwealth. It doesn't really say what it's about. It's just a variety of issues. They're going to sell some of their merchandise. You can meet some of the candidates and office stands on issues, so maybe it's about some kind of political thing. Sounds like it.
It's always good to help somebody when they fall.
Oh, it is, Paula. How is she?
Well, this guy come by and got her up because she's a lot bigger than me, but she happens to be an attorney, and she ran for the family court judge, and me and the girls campaigned for her, and then, of course, she made fun of me because I ain't nothing but the pot smoker. But I helped her get up anyway.
But she made fun of you?
A long time ago, yeah. Because I wasn't nothing but marijuana smoker. And then
maybe she'll remember that.
She goes, you'll never give up. And I said, no, I won't ever give up. It's God's plant called cannabis. Sir.
All right. And now,
she even hugged me.
She heard you.
She hugged you.
Oh.
Yeah. Thanked me for stopping and trying to help get her up, but she was just too big. I couldn't do it. Shit, she's twice as big as me. So this guy drove by and stopped and got her up.
Maybe she'll remember that pothead now, Paula.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take her some information after I go pay my electric bill, don't you know?
Give her some reading material.
I just happen to have some propaganda in my car, don't you know? That's what I do. Gary prints it out, and I pass it out.
That's great, Paula. That's great.
Yeah, it is.
That is just
it
great.
Is. Educate them people.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, it's funny. Well, it's supposed to rain. I've always said if it rains on a Monday, it's going to rain all week. It'll rain 3 days out of the week, so it's going to be a rainy-ass week. Mm-hmm. We're getting the April showers in May here. We're messed up on the weather.
Nothing wrong with a few showers, but you sure don't need any flooding.
No, the flooding always concerns me, too. You know, they're still looking for John Crider. John Crider missing. John Crider's still missing. His family's, you know, at a standstill. You know, they don't know what's happened to him. So, please, if you know where he's at,
Doesn't it sound bad, though? Because wouldn't you think if the man was out there that he would contact somebody in his family?
Yeah.
That don't sound good.
No, it don't, Jolene. It just it lays heavy on my heart, you know. Especially every time you hear that they found a body somewhere or something, you know, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Well, it's better to have some kind of closure to know, you know, if he's okay, if he's not okay. But just not to know would be worse than anything to me, you'd think.
Yeah, I think it would be, too.
Not knowing.
Yeah, but, man. They're not having closure, I think, is the hardest thing, you know. We all need closure, that's for sure, so. If you can help or share, just do something, whatever you can do. You know, say a prayer, burn some sage, send some good vibes, you know. Maybe, you know, he just took off. I don't know. I find that kind of hard to believe, though, that, you know, this is the longest he's not ever had contact with his children in his life. So,
yeah.
Just never know.
Well, yeah. I took her the information, and she said, well, God, that was God looking out for me. I said, yeah, this old pot smoker.
Yeah. Good for you, Paula.
Are we having fun yet? E. God and Mary Jane. And I had to pretend in the car because I couldn't smoke in the car. So, but I'll be a blazing once I get home, don't you know?
All right, Paula. Good for you. I don't blame you.
And I got all my yard mowed except Eastern Kentucky side. 8 hours I pushed that lawnmower.
Oh, wow. That's a long time, Paula. And
I know. Well, I had to take, you know, I had to take more breaks than I used to, but I got it done, and my doc does agree that I do a stress test every time I go out in my yard.
Today is our 600th episode of the Gatewood Legacy Radio Show. We're here every single day.
Awesome.
We'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with another 30-minute show. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. It doesn't take long to do 30 minutes, man. 30 minutes, and we're on here and we're off. It's like, wow.
I know.
Everybody have a good evening.
And then we got to stop.
I know it. Everybody have a good evening. God bless you, ladies. Love you all. Miss Jolene, take us away.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Have a good evening.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.